Got a very big ashlam over here. So the sugya that we spend a lot of time on, Surah Noah, Bittul, and the Bashusra in Shalai. So it's appropriate to make our shalom over here, which ties together MS a lot of the things that we've spoken about. Tomorrow, Rosh Hashem, we're going to see the next little piece of Gemara about Apas She'ipsha. Spend one day on an interesting Gemara, Lamdisha Gemara. Then we're going to start for the next period of time the famous Sugya of Brachas, which is a Shas Sugya because it discusses all Brachas and Mitzvahs in general, not just Brachas of Vedikas Chometz. We'll start off with Vedikas Chometz, but then it spreads out all over. We're going to see it's very, very interesting. Not everything that's interesting to me is interesting to you, be a dua. What? Not yet. The story started like this. On the Chofesim at Aleph, on the bottom, Chofesim at Beis, the story started with a Machlekes LaHalacha, and from there it developed into something else, into one of the big Machlekes in the Masechta. And I want to explain where the controversy started from. The one that Chofesim at Aleph brings out a Braisa, Machlekes Yehudah and Rameir. I want to, for clarity's sake, just stress the basic facts before we go into the Tifa Lumbus over there, which, like I said, is implying a lot of things we've spoken about. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Banu Chofetz Min Aleph that there are three lavim. There's a lav for Erev Yontif, there's a lav for Yontif, and there's a lav for Erev Yontif. I'm talking about eating. There's three lavim. There's a lav for eating chametz on Erev Yontif, there's a lav for eating chametz on Yontif, there's a lav for eating chametz of Avol of Pesach. By the way, this lav of achila includes hanah. We more later on in the second paragraph learns out that when you have a lav on achila, it also includes the isra hanah. Which is not necessarily so, but every chazer, for example, is not also hanah. But that's the thing. So Rabbi Yehuda is very clear. There's a lav before, there's a lav after, there's a lav during. Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon says that before Pesach and after Pesach, there's no lav. There's only a lav on Pesach itself. If you eat, you have chorus, and you tzaz banah. That's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon argues. Comes along the Balamar and raises an eyebrow at the Rif. The Rif in Agamara brings down the member of Gidl Amarav, Mochim Arav, we'll call it Gidl Amarav, the right to go down to Rishonim. We'll talk a little bit about Halacha today and go right into the Lamdas. And this ties together a lot of things we've spoken about here. Many, many Inyanim that we spoke about during this month are going to be tied together right here, I'll explain. The Gemara says, I'm a Gidl Amarav, that a guy's Makash, a lady, Mishesh also Malaylo. The lady is not married, right? Why? Because it's Asabana. Effective Alamar, how could the Rif bring down such a halacha? Although the halacha, most of you showing about the passing like Rav Shimon. That midiraisa, there's no issa before and there's no issa. Midirabana, there is, by the way. Okay? But most of you showing them hold like Rav Shimon that before you enter and after you enter, there's no lav. The Alamar asks a relatively simple question. How can you paskin that, how can you get up and paskin that they you're not allowed to marry a lady from 6 hours and on? Ain't question the Kedushin, the Kedushin is a Chal B'Chal. Yeah. How could that be? Hello, Rav Shimon holds that it's Mutter B'Hanoi, it's Mabari, it's Mutter B'Achila, and B'Hanoi, until you enter. The Kedal or Rafsa, why not? Akash Talach. By the way, the Nachminas are huge, the ramifications are shocking. Guy married a lady, gave her chametz from 6 hours and on. Is the lady mekudesha or not? He says ain chayshul lekedusha. Going to Rav Shimon, why not? As I frank the Balamar. Says the Balamar that la halacha Rav Gidl Marav is not true because Rav Gidl Marav is going to Rav. Rav himself holds like a Yehuda who holds his lav before this man is lav, after this man is lav, during this man. But according to us, quote unquote, or according to Balamar, we're passing like Rav Shimon that holds that there's no isra achilo slash hanah before this man. Chametz is 100% mutter b'hanah, and therefore the ladies with kudeshes. Says the Balamor, he apologizes, and he says, Vada, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. We already spent the whole sugya learning Tashbisu does start at 12 o'clock. Tashbisu is Ach B'Yarvishma Tashbisu. B'Yarvishma means Erev Yontif. Ach means Erev Yontif. We learned it out of the Sishra of Chametz Tam Zivchi. We learned it out of Ach, Acholak, right? So he says Tashbisu there is. But then he says a meridical line, one of the famous lines in the Masechta. But a vada, vada, you're allowed to eat it. Ain't the chadash be so good to be said. There's no bigger, what could be a nicer hashbasa than eating something? When you eat something, you do it, it's consumed, it's gone. he thrown into the sea, it's not really yam, it's still here. Eat it, it's gone, right? As I state in the Valamos of Valmor, Adam really comes along and says, slowly, that the dinner of Gidim Rav is shalekid and finished. So like a question of Kedusha, it's not true. Because Chametz, according to Rav Shimon, and by the way, it's kosher because we pass like him, is mutter the rice and maybe even the rabbanon to eat and to have anah. Aitash bisu? So he says, by the way, he says that the chachila, you shouldn't push it off because it's a mitzvah of tashbisu. But be'etzem, there's no problem with eating it, there's no problem with hanah, it's mutter till the night time. As I state in the Balmor, this Balmor set off a huge controversy. And there are three Gedele Rishayin who argue, perhaps four. There are four possibilities how to argue on such a Rishon. Gokas Seder. The first one is Tosis and Chochas and Veis. Great Lomdisha Tosis. Tosis over there brings down the Gemara that says that Reb Shimon holds that it's Mutar B'Achila, it's Mutar B'Hanah, Erev Yantar. Says Tosis, even though Reb Shimon holds there's no Lav on Achila and Erev Yantar, and therefore there's no Isser Hanah, says Tosis, but eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? This is a very interesting Zach. He says, because Mutar says Tashbisu, eradicated, since the Iker usage of Chametz is to eat, is the Torah means shalai kederach achilo? The Torah means tashbizu, get rid of it, not the way of eating it. As I say, Tosfos Chofres on the base, I printed it out for you today. What's the pshat of that, by the way? What does Tosfos mean? What's mean Tosfos? What Tosfos means to say is a vort in pshat. The word tashbizu means eradicate it. I want to say a vort in pshat. When you're eating something, which is the ikar usage of the zak, that's not called eradicating it, that's called using it. That's what Tosfos means to say. This means a lamda shavart. And it's a very interesting pshat. It's not a hechrach. But Torah says, if you've got the Torah says Tashbisu, so the din of Tashbisu has to be done not through eating. Because Tashbisu is mashma, shalai kederach, not the usual way you use it. Why? Because if you're using it direct attack, when you eradicate it, that's when you ate it. Now, you can certainly argue with other things and say, well, that was not get rid of it. Very interesting, the polar machlekes over here between the Balamor and the Tosfos. Balamor says that if according to Reb Shimon, chametz is mutar b'achila on erev yantuf, so ein lecha hashbasa gedolah mizu. What could be a better hashbasa than eating it? And the Tosfos says that no. Tosfos says nishta zay. Tosfos says that what's also the Tosfos over here? Shalei kederach hanah the hainu achila. What's the pshat Tosfos? Rabbi Seiner explained that that's the pashas. That when the Tosfos says get rid of something, if you're deriving the regular way this object is used, that's not called getting rid of it. That's called using it. So if I ask you, fine. So he argues about more, he holds that also. By the way, he says, Mutav Hanah. What? So it's a chisor in the kiyum of Tashbisu. The Torah says, do Tashbisu, you're not doing Tashbisu. Tashbisu means get rid of it. Shalai kederach hanah. Tashbisu means get rid of it. When you're using it, that's not called getting rid of something. That's called utilizing it. That's called consuming it. As they stand to a very interesting place, by the way, it means if I ask you something very interesting. So I'm asking you a question. Is it Asur on Erev Yantav or is not Asur on Erev Yantav? Make up your mind, tell me. What's the answer? It's not Asur. Just it's not Tashbisu, it's Allah and the Maisa of Tashbisu. It's Eishtein Tosis over here. By the way, Tosis says clearly, that's Mutar B'Hanah. Tosis says clearly, Lasiko Tachas Tashidu, which is not the usual way that you're allowed to do. It's Mutar B'Hanah. It's just a din, and you're using it the way that it's usually used.
What does it mean it's not Asur?
What do you say?
What does it mean it's not Asur?
What I just said. The Chefs is not Asur. I'll explain to what I mean. The chefs is not also. It means it's, I'll explain in a second. I'll get back to your question in a second. So first of all, we have a machlekes Tosfos in the Balamor, whether according to Reb Shimon, who we pass like him, whether we derise, are you allowed to eat chametz in the afternoon? Balamor says, you're allowed to eat chametz. There's no problem. And the Tosfos says, you can't eat chametz because you're being mevatel mitzvah tashbisu. Once it's chal mitzvah tashbisu on you can't go ahead and eat it because tashbisu means shalai kederach. The Rabban also argues, shita number two. I said there are four shitas to argue on the Balamor, grossly. And then I'll answer you over Mike's question. The Rabban also argues. The Rabban says a lashon over here, very lomdish lashon. What does the Rabban say? The Rabban says, "Ein ze nochem she'ein lecha b'toyre dover she'tzorach hashbasa u'mutar be'achilo." The Rabban says, "No, even though according to Rav Shimon, there's no lav. Correct? There's no lav." But if the Torah gave a mitzvah of hashbasa that everyone agrees to, You can't have something which is mutter ba'achila has a chiyuv hashpah. So I want to go slowly. What does this mean? What did he mean to say? He meant to say like Tosfos. Tosfos said something else. And here I'm going to explain the difference whether you asked or not. Tosfos said that the mitzvah of tashbisa means getting rid of it, eradicating it, and utilizing it. Kedera hanasa is not called an act of hashbasa. That's not what Raman said. Raman said a lumbish of that. You can't have something in the Torah that's mutter b'achila and needs hashbasa. Bir hadvarim. So the Velt says the Raman meant a very lumbish shavart. And here's where the lumbish starts. The Raman meant to say, if the Torah gets rid of something, so obviously the chefza is a chefza di surah. If something is mutter b'achila, mutter b'hano, and that's what I mean, Mike, by mutter b'achila, mutter b'hano, it's not going to be mitzvah hashbasa. There's nothing wrong with it. But the Torah says, get rid of an object. Why should I get rid of it? Not why. What's wrong with the object? There's nothing wrong with it. Says there about a super lambda shavar, one of the most lambda shavar things. She'ein lecha b'tayra dover she'tzorach hashbasa u'mutter b'achila. Nishda azazach. Now there are other ways of perhaps stopping the lashon of the Rabban into Tosfos. Maybe he means like Tosfos, but the kublanu, then he means a lambda shavar. He doesn't mean like Tosfos. Tosfos didn't say that it has to be asa b'achila, otherwise why in the world would the Torah be mitzvah hashbasa? Tosfos says that the tzura of the mitzvah of hashbasa is that I'm doing a shalei keder chana, otherwise it's not called a mice of hashbasa, it's called I'm utilizing it, I'll say it in English, it's called you're eating it, you're not getting rid of it. It's called you're eating it, it's called you're using it. The Raman says a lam d'shavua, the Raman says a simen. The Raman says if the Torah HaKadosh says get rid of the object, how could it be that the zachas mutter b'achilu? How could you have a chefza that's a dover mutter and the Torah says get rid of it? Why should the Torah say get rid of something which is mutter? So if the Torah HaKadosh said get rid of it, it's a raya. Ein lecha. It's a raya that it's also b'achilu. Now you're asking, what do you mean Rav Shimon says it's mutter? The answer is, albeit it's not a lav. A lav it's not. That's what Machlokes Rav Yehuda. But also b'achilu I know, because if the Torah says get rid of it, it has to be a chefza d'isura. And if it's a chefza d'isura, it must be that it's at least also b'achilu. Interesting, the Raman doesn't say that it's also b'hano. He says maybe it's also b'hano and drabano, which I'll get to in a second. But it's also b'achilu. As they state in the Raman.
What does
Tosfos
use the wash of b'achilu?
Practically, it's also b'achilu, because if you're going to eat it. Practically, it's also b'achilu, because if you're going to eat it, you're going to have a tashbisu. But the siba is because it's you have to do tashbisu, it's mashmash leke derech hano. It's a din in the ma'aseh tashbisu. I don't have a right for this. Now I want to explain what we just said. In my eyes, albeit it's true that both the Tosfos and the Rabban, by the way, this is one of the most important machlekes in the Masechta, whether according to Rav Shimon there's an Isra Achila Midaraisa, could you pass it like Rav Shimon? The Raisa or one of the Isra. The story is like this. I understand that there's a huge difference between. So we have two Rishainim who are arguing on the Balamar, but they're arguing for two different reasons. The Tosfos is mashma, the word Asa B'Achila doesn't mean anything, because practically it's Asa B'Achila, yeah? What Tosfos means to say is that there's a din called do a mitzvah hashbasa, and the mitzvah hashbasa is, to, like I said, to eradicate it, not to utilize it, not to use it. According to the Ramban, it's not about the mitzvah hashbasa. Hashbasa is a raya to the state of the chametz. Lo yitzu chametz would be mutter b'achila. The Torah wouldn't give a din of hashbasa. Hashbasa requires getting rid of the zach. So if you ask me, is it osur to eat? According to Torah, it's not osur to eat. But you're not doing hashbisa in the right way. The cheft is not osur. According to Ramban, the cheft is osur. I'll bring out a very powerful nafkamina to explain what I'm saying. I said this once earlier, but not in the right context. Reb Chaim and the Bnei Yeshua. Reb Chaim and the Bnei Yeshua both declared a basic chakira. We spoke about it once, but now's the time to put it down on the table. Reb Chaim declared in Sefer, and Bnei Yeshua cannot declare the same zah, slightly different nuances. But the Ma'aseh of Reb Chaim declared a chakira. What is the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is it in the chefza to get rid of the chefza, or is tashbisu a din of the gavra that the gavra shouldn't have chametz because Pesach is coming up? You shouldn't have in your rishos. It's I'll say even more than that. Reb Chaim's mashma that it's a preemptive measure to make sure they're not everybody rabbi and matzei. But it's not a din, the chefza has to be gotten rid of. That's what Reb Chaim said, nafkamin is, like, I'll be the efer is mutter, the efer is not mutter, b'chula, 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 okay? I said back there, but we weren't in the right context. I may be nyobin that this Ramban is a raya to Reb Chaim's hakira. I'll explain. This that the Ramban says that from the fact that mitzvah tashbisu is a raya that the chometz has to be a davar also, that's only if the mitzvah is to get rid of the chefza. Lo yitzu, the din would be a din on the gavra, that you shouldn't have chometz. So where's the right that the chefza is also? Maybe it's not also. Why the Torah say get rid of it? Because the Torah doesn't want you to have chametz in your shos. Maybe as a preemptive measure for Bayer Rabbi Motzei. The Torah doesn't want you to own chametz. Din on the gavra. It's a din that you shouldn't have chametz. So get rid of the chametz. If that's the mitzvah of tashbisu, the way Reb Chaim says the lashon in Sefer, so then where's the raya of the Ramban? Talking about alam de shiraya. The Torah doesn't say to get rid of something that's mutter. That's only if the din is to get rid of the something. If it's like Reb Chaim's second tzad, that the mitzvah is to object shouldn't be around, the Torah doesn't want chometz to be around, this din of the chefza, that the din of the chefza is that it should be destroyed. If it's a din, well, I want to know what I mean. What does Reb Chaim mean when he says the din of the chefza? Din of the chefza means that the din of the chefza is that it should be destroyed. So then the Rabban makes a lot of sense. You can't have a zach that the din of the chefza is that it should be destroyed when the chefza itself is a davar shel heter. But if I look like the other side of Reb Chaim and the Pnei Yeshua, that the whole inyan of Tashbisu is for you to disconnect yourself from the Zach, that's the whole inyan. We spoke about a big raid over there, remember, in the Pnei Yeshua, whether Tashbisu is called Achshavei, whether it's called the Chashivas of Malacha, like Avi Dakash of throwing it to the Klavim, we said Tifa Raid, it's only called the Achshavei if it's din in the Chefsu, we spoke out, but if it's din in the Gavra to get rid of it, we said Pshan Rashi over there to answer. Why Rashi holds you're allowed to give it to the Klavim? Because Rashi holds that it's not a din in the Chefza, it's din in the Gavra. What means din in the Gavra? You have to get rid of Chometz. But there's no din in the Chefza that the Chefza got rid of. So then the whole Ramban's Raya collapses. What did Ramban say? And that's why I'm using this Nafka Mina of Reb Chaim's Chakira to bring out the power of what the Ramban meant to say. The Ramban meant to say a super lum de shavart. That if the Torah says get rid of the Chefza, it has to be the Chefza, the Trefa Zach. That's only Zogich if the Torah said, get rid of the Chefza. Leads of the mitzvah wouldn't be to get rid of the Chefza. The mitzvah would be that the Gavra shouldn't have Chometz anymore. You shouldn't have Shachas in this Chometz anymore. Get it out of your Rishos. Or better said, like that, like the Pnei Yeshua said, to make sure they get out of your Bayer or Bayer Motzah. So why does the Chefza have to be a Dover Asa? It could be it's a Dover Motzah. Now, but the Torah says, get rid of it, because it's Bayer or Bayer Motzah coming up. So make sure you get rid of it in time. If it's din in the Chefza, like Reb Chaim wanted to tie us, then I could hear it. A Chefza can't have this Vegas Makazach. A Chefza can't have dinim if the Chefza itself is the Chefza de Hetera. I'm saying that. I agree with you. I'm just saying, if that's true, so then this brings out the power of what I meant to say, is it also or not, okay? According to Tosis, I don't need to say that the Chefza is a Chefza Vissa. That's what I meant, Mike, yeah? According to Tosis, I don't say that the Chefza is a Chefza Vissa. You're practically not allowed to eat because you're going to be staring the mitzvah of Tashbisa. Hashaker, according to the Ramban, it's a lom d'shavot, the Chefza is a Chefza Vissa. And the Raya is, Alderach Zen, it's the Raya at Hachwat Reb Chaim's Chakir. That's Shita number two to argue in the Balamor. That's very gishmak. Shita number three to argue on the Balamor is the Chiddush Ramban. Chiddush Ramban is a whole business. By the way, I have to point out something very, very important. The Ramban, I want to say something which I think is a double of Nifla. I was thinking about it this morning. The Ramban adds on afterwards, two lines later on. I don't know if I printed out the whole Ramban for you. The Ramban says that there is an Isser Hana after 6 hours, but it's the Rabban. I printed it out there, right? What? No, he adds on two lines later on. He says, "El mi derabanan gzeir Hashem yishev aleivar v'yoychal." You're gonna have hanah. You're gonna delay it. You're gonna end up eating it. In the end, he says there is a derabanan dikur iser. What's a derabanan dikur iser? That if you're gonna have hanah, so you're gonna end up delaying it and you'll end up eating. And we don't want you to eat because it's awesome. I'm not sure in the Tosfos, by the way. Tosfos beforeish is no iser hanah. Tosfos is no iser hanah. So, I don't know, I'm not saying l'shitosoy, but all I'm saying is a lot more geshmak in the Rabban who learns that it's a chefza of Isser, and there's an Isser to eat it. So I can hear that the guy is going to delay the, he's going to do Havanah, he'll delay it, and he'll end up eating it. And we don't want him to end up eating it, because the chefza is a chefza of Isser. Point to Tosfos, the chefza itself is not a chefza, there's no problem with eating it, just the problem is you have to do a tashbisu. I don't know if we're going to make a gzeira on that, on Hanah. What is it? You're not doing an Isser, by the way. You're just not going to do Tashbisa the way he's supposed to. It's not an Isser. There is also Bachila that Pressburg, Pressburg is there in the back. You're not allowed to eat at the Maisa because you're Mavatal Tashbisu. I'm not sure we're going to go make a Gzeira for that. Yes, Lion was there. I'm not asking a Kash. I'm just pointing out something interesting that you have two Rishonim who argue on the Balamor. They both come along and say you're not allowed to eat it, but one of them says there's an Isser there, one of them, no, one of them doesn't say it. So it's explicitly supposed to be no. Tosfos explicitly it's mutar b'hanah, okay? The Ramban says right away, and it's also b'hanah, which means, by the way, it has an advantage. Because then Rav Gidl's psak of Yerikadas Mishay Shos Amayla could get off the ground. You have to understand, the Mechames Hashem, who's he fighting a war for? He's fighting for the Rif. He's coming to defend the Rif brought down the din of Rav Gidl Marav, Ari Pasanak Rav Shimon. So he says Rav Shimon holds is an Isser Achila. Hanah is a Midrabonim. Why is he doing that? Because he wants Rav Gidl to make sense. At least Midrabonim Rav Gidl makes sense. Okay, in Chesed L'Gush Rabbanim. How could Rabbanim make the rice? We spoke about that at length. That Rabbanim could affect the rice either this way or that way. Make up your mind. I think it's Ritvan Rashi. But I know why the Mechamis is pushing the Rabbanon, by the way, because the agenda of the Mechamis over here is to defend the Pesach of the Rif, who passed like Rav Gidl, who said Eichar Yishon L'Kedushin. So even though there's no Yisr Hanon Midaraisa, but at least there's Yisr Hanon Midarabonon. The Tosis, by the way, in Chavches, wasn't addressing Rav Gidl. He wasn't addressing the Rif. Tosis was to stop saying, Malocha, are you allowed to eat it? Tosis says, you're not allowed to eat it. Tosis says, Mutabano. The Rabban over here can't suffice himself with that. Because Rabban over here is coming to defend the Rif, who passed him like Rav Gidl. Are you passing like Rav Shimon? The answer is, Yisr Hanon. What about the Yisr Hanon? It says, Eichar Yishon L'Kedushin. The answer is, Mitzvah Midarabonon. Now, all I'm pointing out is that I understand the Gzeirah, the Rabbanon, a lot easier like the Rabban than according to Taisus. Because according to Rabban, if we're correct, that there is an Isra Achila because it's treif, so Rabbanon made a head and made a Gzeirah that you shouldn't get Hanoi, you shouldn't come to eat it. I'm not sure when Taisus never said an Isra Achila. All he said was that you're not going to do a Tashbisu properly. I'm not sure there's a Makkum to make a Gzeirah. But either way, the context is very important because the Taisus of Chavches is not coming to defend the Pesach of the Rif. It's not about Rav Gidl. It's not interested in Rav Gidl. Whatever it is, you go break your head, whatever the psak is. The Taisus, the Rabban over here is coming to defend the psak of the Rif, who passed like Rav Gidl that the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. I equate to Rav Shimon La'alocha, it's Motu Bachilo. The answer is also about Nomi, the Rabban, and Atkan Div Rabban. I'm saying it could be more Gishmak, the way I'm learning the Rabban. But it's Isra and the Chepsa, it's easier to make, I mean, there's an Isra Achilo Ba'etzim, it's easier to go make a Rabban. Either way, Taisus says before, there's no the Rabban, and the Rabban says the Rabban, I'm explaining to you why he said it. And it could be a lot easier. That's Aleph. The third sheet over here, who argues on the Rashi, is the Chiddush HaRan. The Chiddush HaRan we spoke about once, but it's a welcome over here to say over Be'Harchov what I said, because we can appreciate what I said then, which I'm sure I realized today, nobody knows what a word I was saying, right? I'll explain why. Chiddush HaRan, on the Vavam Beis, says a new reason why the Balmah is wrong. He doesn't say because of Taisus, because the Mitzvah of Tashbisim has to be Shalekeder. Has to be Keder. He doesn't say because of the Ramban, the Lamda Shavuot, because if there's a Tashbisu, it's a right to the Chef. So, interesting, he doesn't say that. By the way, it's interesting, why does the Tosfos say like the Ramban? Why does the Tosfos say like the Ramban? How can you have Tashbisu and Azach that the Chef is Mutter? He didn't hold it with Vice Tosfos, it's just not Azach. It could be told Reb Chaim Sekira. That's why I'm making a big trask about this Machlekes. The Machlekes between the Ramban and Tosfos is a world war. The Ramban got up and said, how in the world could you have Tashbisu and Azach that you're allowed to eat? Why would the Torah say get rid of something on a zakh that the Cheftz is mutter? It has to be the Cheftz is also. Taisa Chavches and Beis argue. One of the landmark machlekes in, could there be a mitzvah of Tashbisu on a zakh that you're allowed to eat? Taisa said yes. Just Taisa said that it's not called Tashbisu because it's Shalei Kederach. You're not called eradicating. And the Rabban says it can't be such a thing. That's a mega machlekes. Could there be a mitzvah of Tashbisu on something which you're allowed to eat? Mavel Arayim. Comes along the Chiddush HaRan, this is a third shot. He says, I don't hold like Tosfos that there's Tashbisu, I don't hold like the Ramban that it's a ride to the Chefza. He says something fascinating. He says, what's Biddle? Biddle is Ka'af Vadara, right? Biddle is, that's what Biddle means. Biddle's not Hefker. We already spoke, could be. Why is Biddle not Hefker? What did we speak about back then? Because Tashbisa means Hashbasa. Hefker is not Hashbasa. You have to do Biddle. Biddle is Kishmoy Keinu, it's Biddle. Says the Ramban an astounding Zach. Says the Ramban, if you're allowed to eat Chametz, so it's, you're making Biddle, right? You have to do Tashbisu. Tashbisu means Biddle. And Tashbisu starts. The deadline is 6 hours, and the zach's mutter. How in the world could you say that a zach is ka'af for the hour when you're taking a bite out of the seven leker? That's what the Ramban says. It's af for the hour. The zach's mutter be'achilo. It's not choshev by you. The zach's mutter. It doesn't stim. Yamaisener. Adum shat. And by the way, he says because of that, it's also be'achilo and be'hano mido iraisa. You heard that maisa was tutzachta. He doesn't say like Tosfos, he doesn't say that. He says, be belt, he was like Rashi, that Tashbisu is what? Is Bittul. Belt, he was like Rashi, Tashbisu is Bittul. So she tells her, the Ran, we're tying back together what we spoke about so many times. He holds the Bittul, what do you call it? He says, so the Bittul has to kick in when? It has to kick in by 12 o'clock. I want to point out to you, even though at 11 o'clock it's still mutter, but it has to kick in at 12 o'clock. You smoke it out. According to the Ran, you make the Bittul before 12 o'clock. But when does it kick in? It kicks in at 12. Now what, at 12 o'clock it's Leich HaShivi. How could something be Leich HaShivi, says the Chiddush HaRan, if you're allowed to eat a lot of hanoh from it? that what do you mean it's loy chashiv? It's chashivi by you. Muzayin, that it's also be the rice of saiba achila saiba hanoi. Here, Chiddush Rabban, you'll ask me and say, what do you mean? Rav Shimon says before Shalach Chasam Bar Aleph, there's no Isra and Achil, there's no Isra and Noah before Yom Tov. The other Gemara is talking about a lav. There isn't. There's no lav. What the Gemara? A radical pshat in the Chol Chasam Bar Aleph. That it says a Chol Chasam Bar Aleph that Rav Shimon holds there's no Isra before Yom Tov says the pshat is there's no lav. There's no lav of Lei Soichu. But avada Isra Achil HaNoah avada there is. Otherwise, what's the Lei Chashiv? So by the way, this is. This is not even a lomdish raya, it's a practical raya. It must be that it's also because of what it called, because like Hashimi, Alamai kicks it in. So the guy made a like Hashimi, and the ball game is over. Atkan. One second. Azari state in the Ran. So the Ran has a raya, and the big revach of the Ran is, I'll tell you soon in a minute. The Ran has a raya that there's an Isra Achila, Isra Anomi Duraisa from 6 hours and on, albeit there's no love. That's Machlokes I'm sure every Yud is. By the way, this Ran is a huge Deich. Because the Gemara is Mashwan Daf Lam involved. That there's no Isra. He says it's Isra Achila, Isra Anomi Duraisa. Otherwise, you can't do Biddle. So here, my Rabbi say, and here I'm going to expand greatly on something I said once, but it wasn't possible that I understood it properly. On the huge machlekes over here between Tosis and the Ran, what Bittul is. Nevziana. Tosis says in the Talmud of the Beis that Bittul is Hefker. We spoke back then, many Rayas, all the Ramban's Kashas, I'm not going over them. What do you mean Bittul is Hefker? The guy did say Hefker, the guy says Kafanar. Remember that was the Kasha number one that the Ramban asked on the Tosis, where the Ramban asked on Tosis. How can you go tell me that Bittul means Hefker when the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Kafadara? The Yerushalmi means the Lashon. Nobody makes Hefker like that. So what do we speak out? We spoke out back then that the Sheet of Tosis didn't mean to say Tosis spoke out a Havi Hefker. Tosis didn't mean to say you make Hefker. By the way, that's the consensus of the Pshat and Tosis. When Tosis said on Dalma Beis it's Hefker, he meant to say that it's Leich Hashivi. By me, it's dust. And something which is fundamentally dust is Leich Hashivi is Meila Hefker. The Havi Hefker is Meila Hefker. So it comes out now, Hayetim Midvareinu, if that's true, we have over here one of the big machlekes in between Yishayinim and how Bittul works. And this also ties in. Watch. And here we'll be mashed in the Zach and we're going to leave this now for the rest of this matter already. Watch. Tosis says, what's Bittul? It's Hefker. So either Tosis meant to say, I made it Hefker, Harezu Hefker, or Tosis meant to say, it's like Hashivi by me and it's like, okay. Fine. Very good. That's what you did. Slowly. Duran, go slowly. Duran, let's go very slowly. Duran over here says on the bottom of the base, why? Duran says a startling zach. Duran says a zach, by the way, which shakes the foundation of the whole barrack. Duran says you vibalt bittul means bittul. So it must be that it's also about because bittul means loy chashivi. So it must be that it's also bachilvana. Fine. So I have a kashan. I want to repeat something that I spoke about once, but now it's in the right context. So you have two Rishonim who basically learned that Bittul's Hefker. Although the Ran spent a huge amount of time to explain that Bittul means Hefker at the end of the day, correct? So why is that Tosfos on the Avdalon of the Beis, Shtoldovek said Bittul's Hefker, Havi Hefker, you do Bittul. And the Ran, a whole page to explain why it works. If the Ran explained that Bittul is Hefker, he got up and he said, it should be yours, and it's not yours, and the guy says he doesn't want it. Remember the whole long round of the face. What does he need it for? He just explained. The guy says it's kafar. Just in order for him to say that it's kafar, it has to be that it's something which is also bechil vana, because something which is not also bechil vana, you can't say it's kafar. You're lying, okay? It's bottle, dvar betelu. You're saying narishkeit. Okay, so it's also bechil vana. He said it's kafar, and the story's over. What do you need more than that for? I once went for a busher, he said like this. And it's a hashlama to everything we spoke about now. He said like this. He said, I'm worried about Kazakh. Watch. He said that Tosfos obviously holds, he said a big fart. It's one of the central Yisrael's of the Perek. I want to expand on it. He said like this. Then I said it in a backhand. Watch. He said like this. Tosfos obviously holds, not like this, Ran. I have two talks. I have Tosfos Shittos now. Tosfos got up on Dalva Beis and said, what's Hefker? What's Bittul? Remember we have this big mystery, Bittul appears for the first time in Dalam of the Beis. We don't know what it is, we don't know where it's from. One of the great mysteries of the Masechta. Chazal didn't bother to explain what it is. Taisa says, Vittel, when you mevatel havi hefker. So we explain, what does that mean? The Rabban asks. He said, it means that when the guy says, ah, what's that? Watch what I'm going to say now. Taisus holds that I can make chometz hefker without the yisoid of the ran that's also bechilah. How do I know that? What's the lishitosa now? Because Taisus chochas on the base, today's Taisus says meforish that be'etzem, the only reason why Reb Shimon is what he called it, it's a mistake what I just said. I take it back. I apologize. Because it's not true what I'm going to say. Taisus holds hefker, bittel is not tashbisu. Tashbisu is not bittel. Bittel is hefker. I'll say it's slightly different. Taisus says, you do bittel, it's hefker. Once it's hefker, it's not yours anymore, the story's over. Taisus doesn't hold that it's tashbisu, so it's not against Taisus and Chavkas. Taisus and Chavkas is only after tashbisu. Taisus doesn't hold that bittel is tashbisu. Bittel is stama eitz, it's hefker. Fine. Fekir Hakasha, what about this yisoid of mutter, not mutter, yeah mutter, not mutter? Right, it's a whole tumult. For example, Taisus and Chavkas on the base says, Leska Kasha, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter banua, right? Taisus says, it's not a Chavkas on the base, it's mutter bachil also. How's the guy do bittul? Why does he don't like the Rana? Taisus says in the Abdallah of the base that bittul creates hefker. We learned that bittul means afadara. How does it create hefker? Flech hashivi. By the way, like the Pashtuns of the Gemara, flech hashivi, right? It's avakasha. What about the Chiddush Aran Sfor? How can a guy make afadara zach, which is mutter bachil and mutter bahano? You'll tell me, what do you mean? Look, Rishimin? Look, Rishimin, bittul doesn't work. Rishimin holds mutter bachil and mutter bahano. That's a suffix, whether according to Reb Shimon, maybe because it says tashbisu, maybe you can't eat it, but fundamentally it's mutter, right? I just been saying, it's a chef to the, it's a zach which is mutter, maybe you can't eat it because it's tashbisu, maybe. Fekir HaKasha, so how could bittul work? How can you say after the hour when you're allowed to have an offer, it's not after the hour, I'm going to use it? What's the answer to that question? Taisus and Dalad on the base have a stira. Taisus and Dalad on the base says that bittul havi hefker. Fekir, how could it be hefker? Taisus says in Chavchas on the base, that is mutter b'hanoah, Le'er Shimon. Le'er Shimon, bittul doesn't work. What about the Ran's Taina? How could something which is mutter b'hanoah be called after the Ara? How could it be Le'er Hashivi? I'm asking a question on Taisus. Taisus, by the way, has a Tzana Chochas Mebeis that's mutter b'achil also. He says, not. How could that be? Is the answer is, we'll go slowly, that Shitas Taisus is that I don't care if it's mutter b'hanoah, if it's mutter b'achil, if I say it's after the Ara, it's after the Ara, the ballgame's over, it's after. That's all I want to say. Big machlekes. So Taisus and the Abdallah of the Beis got up and said that bittul makes it hefker. Hakam that it's mutter b'ano, maybe mutter b'achil also. She doesn't chafes in the Beis. Obviously, didn't hold that it's Chiddush Aran. He didn't hold that it's Chiddush Aran. He held that in order for the bittul to cause effect, in order for the lechem shivi to get off the ground, in order for it to be ka'afro, in order for it to turn into hefker, it has to be that it's. It doesn't have to be also b'achil. It can be mutter b'achil. It can be mutter b'ano. Taisus Chachas on the base didn't come along and say, oh, there's a Gemara of Dal on the base that says Bittul works and it's because of what it was. There was also Taisus. Taisus didn't say, oh, if Bittul works according to Reb Shimon, it must be that's also. He didn't say so. He held that I can be mafker. I can make a lechashivi. Finished. But the Ran argued, the Ran held no. The Ran held, he wanted to make something lechashivi. By the way, this machlekes, I don't know how to explain it. It's about this machlekes. Is Leif Hashivi Chal on Azach, which is Mutter Bahano. I'll tell you this whole yeah, it's Chal. And the Ran holds not Chal. Fine. So now I'm going to repeat my question again. Okay, that's a nice machlekes. Fergich, I don't understand. Sure, so let the Ran stop this. Why is the Ran not based on the Begul HaRichus? He should say, it's Leif Hashivi, it makes it Efkrin. Ran asks questions, how does such a thing work, and how could it be? And a whole trask, and a whole business, and a he, and a hair, and otherwise, it was he want. I once heard from Rav Asher, he said, a Mavel Degozach. He said like this. Watch. Listen to what he said. He said, Mori the Gazach. He said, that's him, Avakasha. Avakasha. Taisa says, Bittul Sefker. So what happens? It's not yours now, right? Frank Abosher. So what does Bittul have there? It's not yours. Listen to this part. I, Shnei Dvorim, Einer Roshusa Shalodom. That's all Kosek, you do Roshusa. Frank Abosher, Avenu Kasha, Msochim. What does Bittul help? Bittul makes it Hefker. But the every chometz is not yours, Zainu Shaloi, because it's also bad on the Torah made yours. So why should Hefker work? Yeah, Kasha? A fake Kasha, a scam. Why does Hefker work? Make Bittul Din out of Bayer Mamotzei. Wait, tell me, it's not yours? Chometz is anyway not yours. And the Torah HaKadosh came along and saw a Kosek Kidr Bashusai. We go with the baseline shot that chometz is Zainu Shaloi, because it's also bad on. So what does it mean you can make it Hefker? Fine, the Torah put it back into Bashusai. That Kasha is a scam. Why is that a scam? Because that the Torah put it back on my Rosh Hashanah is only when the reason why it's not mine is because of Chametz. But the reason why it's not mine is because I made it hefker, because like she be the Torah put it back into my rishos. The Torah put back into my rishos things which was puck on my vitalist because of Issa Hanoah. So Shneid Bo must and Rishos Shalom. One of them is what? Is chometz. So of course, the Torah said that even though chometz is also about us, poker your vitalist, it's Enish Shaboy, the Torah made it back yours. What happens if there's another reason why it's not mine? What happens if there's an exterior reason why it's not mine? What's the other reason why it's not mine? Is because I made it hefker. But the Torah made it mine. The Torah didn't make it mine something which I made it hefker. The Torah made it mine when the reason why it's not mine is because of the Isur of chometz, you a gerim, that's not that. Then the Torah said, put it back into your rishos. But if the reason why it's not mine is kustam. And that's what Abasha Murray, because watch what he said. According to Tosfos, that I have the right to come along on chometz at 6 hours and make a bottle, even if it's mutar b'hanah. I'm asking Murray, because I want to chav. How could the Gemara say that dalam of bay is that bittel works? This is a Reb Shimon who holds that article. How could the Gemara say that dalam of bay is that bittel works from 12 o'clock? We know that it works from 12 o'clock. You're not chav to do anything else afterwards, right? How can you say such a thing? It works. There's a shipment who holds that. What about now? The end of the test says, just a cup. I made it hefker. So you'll ask me and say, hey, what do you mean you made it hefker? What does the hefker help? Every chometz is not yours. Every chometz is hefker, and the Torah gave it to you. The answer is, a fake. That's a scam. The Torah made it yours when the reason why it's not yours is because it's chometz. But if you went ahead and created a different exterior reason why it's not yours, of course the Torah didn't put it back into your rishos. Said Rav Asher, that's true according to Tosfos, who holds that I have the ability to make it hefker even though it's mutter. So my koyach to say leich hashivi doesn't stem from the Israel of the chametz. My ability, Halitaisa says, I can make a leich hashivi. Frekech hakash, I'm going to repeat my kash again. You can make a leich hashivi. Reb Shimon says in the afternoon it's mutter. How could you make a leich hashivi by 12 o'clock? The answer is, my leich hashivi has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. I don't care about the dinner. I don't care if it's mutter, but I don't care if it's mutter. But I can make a leich hashivi. Once I make a leich hashivi, the program's over. It's not yours. You'll tell me, what do you mean, but the Torah put it back into shus? The Torah put back into my rishus something that I made hefker? Said Rav Asher, but according to the Ran, you don't have the right to make something like hashivi. Listen to the power of the Vort. According to the Ran, you don't have the right to make it like hashivi. According to the Ran, you don't have the right to make it like hashivi. According to the Ran, you don't have the right to make it like hashivi. So what allowed you to make it like hashivi, said the Ran? What allowed you to make it like hashivi? Because it was also Bachil Bahana, Atke de Kach, that the Ran and Vavam of Mabez dropped an atom bomb and said that even according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't have a pasuk, it has to be also Bachil Bahana, because otherwise your Maisa Bittel would have no meaning. So the Ran said, you don't have the ability to make a Lech Hashivi. What allows you to make a Lech Hashivi? What allows you to make a Lech Hashivi is the fact that it's also Bachil Bahana. That means the whole Lech Hashivi is because of the Din Pukka Bailus of the what? Of the Chametz. So then how can you make a bittul? The Ran L'shitasoi couldn't stop. That means I'm saying a huge L'shitasoi, I'll leave it there. I'm going to explain again. I want to take a step back and explain where I'm coming from. I have two Rishonim who said that bittul is hefker. One of them said it in three words, and one of them dedicated a page to it. Mayhai. I have two Rishonim who said that bittul is a hefker. On the Alam Abayz, the Tosfos dedicated four words to it, Havi Hefker, and the Ran dedicated a page to it. Mayhai. Said Rav Asher, I have an introduction. First of all, there's another Machlekes. Could a person make something Leich Hashivi, which is Mutar Bachil Bahana? Tosfos holds what? Yes. Tosfos says Leich Hashivi, it's Hefker. The Ran says on Vav Alam Abayz, to explain our Gemara of Rav Gidli, oh, here everything's coming together, in order to explain our Gemara, how Rav Gidl of 6 hours, he drops a bomb and says, the Gemara knew that it was also Bechil Vanah, because otherwise you can't make Bittul. That means the ability to make Bittul doesn't come from your own independent right to make something Lech Hashivi. Your ability to make a Lech Hashivi stems from the fact that the Torah said that it's also Bechil Vanah. Said Rav Asher. So then the Ran had Shver, so what's it going to have you Lech Hashivi? What gave you the right to make a Lech Hashivi? The Issur Chometz, correct? But the Torah said the Issur Chometz doesn't interest me. The Issur Chometz doesn't bother me. The Issur Chometz doesn't shter me. The Issur Chometz is kilo aso b'shusoy. Here's the double l'shitasoy. If I hold that I have the ability to take something stam and make a Lech Hashivi, even though it's aso mutar b'hana, so it comes out that the Lech Hashivi that I'm making has nothing to do with the Din of Chometz. The Lech Hashivi, according to the Torah, has nothing to do with the state of the Chometz, correct? I have the ability to make a Lech Hashivi. So what are you going to ask me and say, what's it going to help you that it's not yours? Aso HaKosov? Achas V'Shalom. The Aso HaKosov, said Rav Asher, was only when the Siva, why it's not yours, is Chometz. So the Torah said it is yours. I repeat. making a major hashlama to the raid of the last week. That the Torah came along and asol hakosim. Really? You shouldn't be over by your raw. The Torah said you are over. That's only when the reason why you shouldn't have been over by your raw, it's not called the chaz, because of chometz dicker reasons. What happens if there's an outside reason why it's not mine, because it's lo chashivi? Avada and avada, the Torah didn't make yours, avada not over. But the Ram, the Shitas on the of a base, in order for our sugya to survive, learned that there's an Isser Achila and Isser Hanoah, and where did he learn it out of? He learned it out of Bittul. That means the ability to make something like Hashivi. You don't have the ability to make something like Hashivi. Your whole ability to make it like Hashivi, your whole ability to make it Efker, stems from the din of the Chametz that it's Aser. So the Ram had Shver, so what's going to help me the Bittul? What did the Bittul do? The Bittul enforce the Lech HaShivi of the Torah. But the Torah came along and said that Shnei Dvarim Eina B'Shuzah Shalada V'Asal HaKosov. The Torah says the Isurim of Chametz can't become Bottle. The Isurim of Chametz can't take it out of your Shos. So what's going to help me that I made a Bittul? So what do you tell me? Bittul mix. I don't have the right to make Bittul. That's the Ran that knows. The Ran, in order for our Sugya to get off the ground, the Rav Gidl of Sheshars has to learn that Bittul's Mechayit, that it's Asr, because the ability to make a Bittul stems from the Isser of the Chametz. So Tais is who holds the Dalman Beis, that the ability to make Bittul doesn't stem from the Isser of the Chametz. So you can't ask me a question and say, oh, what does the Bittul help? But the Torah get put it back into your Rishos. The Torah only put back into my Rishos things which left my Rishos because of Chametz. Something which left my Rishos because of Lech HaShivi, the Torah didn't put back into my Rishos. So it's Pashat. But according to the Ram, your ability to make Lech HaShivi is only because it is Chametz. That's the Ram by us. The Ram says, you don't have the ability to go along and say something is Lech HaShivi. You don't have the ability to go along and say it's Afrodara. All you have the ability to do is to agree with the din of the Torah. Ah, so Bittul is nothing more than a vote of confidence in the din of the Torah. The Torah says that Asar Kosev Roshosa. The Torah says that Chometz is not a Sima to leave your Roshos. So what's Bittul going to help? Because of this, the Ran and Abbeis had to say a whole shtickle Torah. What was this whole shtickle Torah and Abbeis? He said a whole shtickle Torah and Abbeis to explain why there's no Asar Kosev in such a case. So how do I get out of this? The only way to get it is like, the Torah says that Bisa means Bittul. But the Bittul only works because it's Chametz. And Chametz, the Torah says, never leaves your Rishos. So what does the Bittul do? Says the Ran, now we appreciate the Ran and the Beis. What the Bittul has to do is knock out the Asol HaKosov. The Bittul has to tweif that when I do Bittul, then the Torah didn't do Asol HaKosov. We explain back then why. Because since I went ahead and did a Hashpasa, I did what the Torah told me to do. So when I go ahead and do an act of Hashpasa and I do what the Torah told me to do, then there's no Asol HaKosov. So to couple, so on one hand, this is the chain. On one hand, the Ran had a raya that it's Bittul from the Gemara. On the other hand, he knew that Bittul can't work because it's Mutar B'Hanoah. That was a Svara. But if it's Asar B'Hanoah is what allows me to make the Bittul, then how could the Bittul help? It's Asar HaKosov. Ah, you'll tell me the Torah only Asar HaKosov on things where the problem stems in Chametz. According to the Ran, the whole ability to make Bittul is because Chametz is Asar. Maybe the Ran Lashit also on that base couldn't just get up and say, oh, the guy made Bittul and have a good day because you have a din of Asar HaKosov. I asked that on Tosfos. Tosfos learns that Bittul is not connected to the Isser Chametz. Tosfos, the Shitas, who holds that I have the ability to make a Bittul even on something which is Mutar B'Hanoah. We have a world war. We have a new world war. Another Machlekes. We have a world war. What's developing out of this is a world war. Could I do Bittul on something which is Mutar B'Hanoah? A new Machlekes. Could a guy do Bittul on something which is Mutar B'Hanoah? Tosfos holds what? Yes, there's also halacha. It's Mutar B'Hanoah Le'Rav Shimon, and you're allowed to do Bittul. The Ran argues. Said Rav Asher, the result of that machlekes of could I do Bittul on something which is Mutar B'Hanoah creates another world war. So how does Bittul work? If I could do Bittul without it being also B'Hanoah, so the Bittul's not connected to the dinim of the Chometz. So I did a Bittul, said you can't tell me also HaKosov. Also HaKosov is only on Chometz sticker problems, not on exterior problems. But according to the Ran, the only reason why I could do Bittul is because the Chometz is also. So how could the Bittul help? There's Asar HaKosov. That's where the Ran and Abbeis have to explain why when you do a Bittul, there's no Asar HaKosov, because you're Mekayim Tashbisim. That's the Niflal Amita Shel Torah. Those are three reasons to argue on the Valmar. What's the fourth reason to argue on the Valmar? What might be? Is Rashi. We had a Rashi. And the Dalet of an Aleph. Chometz ain't her osim in a Torah by Roh ba'achil el mishay shos mishavu shay shos kizyalt v'kamon ach shokal esitzchal chometz. Remember we had such a Rashi? We had a Rashi in Dalman Aleph who said that we learn out of Chometz is Osir Ba'achilo because we learn out of Sushchar and Tashbizu. Rashi doesn't say what he meant. He just says that from Achmi or Rishon Tashbizu we learn out Isir Ba'achilo. He meant like this pshat, he meant like that pshat. What did he mean? I once said over a pshat for a bunch of time, he meant a fourth pshat. Rashi holds all the Isurim of Chometz on one package deal. Tashbizu, Vayiro, Achila, and Hano. Remember that pshat? Rashi says, the minute one of them clicks in, they all click in. We had a Maram Chalava like that. Rabbi Liner, Shlita, shaking his head. I was waiting for you to shake your head. Yeah? Remember Rabbi Liner? Maram Chalava's event? Are you embarrassed that you know something? The Shitosa, yeah? Said that I was proud that they don't know. You don't have to be embarrassed that you know, you can be proud. 1 second. The Mela, it could be, there's a fourth shot over here why the Balamar is wrong. It could be that once we have Tashbisu and Erev Yom Tov, all the demons come along. It's one package. All the demons come along. It might be there's no lab. Anyway, I want to end off, those are the four possibilities to argue the Balamar. I want to end off with something very interesting. The more over here brings out a famous member of all over Shas, Rebbe Lozov. Rebbe commonly more brings it down. A member of Rebbe Lozov. The Chometz from 6 hours and on, in order to be over, needs what? Needs Asana Akosim. Otherwise, it's also about no, it's not yours. Who's he going with? Let's make a chesed. According to Rebbe Lozov, according to the Balamor, Rebbe Lozov is not Lahalacha. Because according to Balamor, there's no Isser Hanoah Bechal, Erev Yom Tov. So why do you need Mishay Shos Alamayla? So according to Balamor, this din that I needed to be yours, Mishay Shos Alamayla, is not true. According to Rebbe Shimon, it's not true to Lahalacha. The member of Rebbe Lozov is not true. The member of Rebbe Lozov who said that Mishay Shos Lamaila I need a son and a cousin is not true because it's Mutter Bano from Mishay Shos Lamaila. Hey. According to Rabban, according to Tosfos, also it's not true because Tosfos says Mutter Bano from Mishay Shos Lamaila. Shocking. According to Rabban, the Rabban says that it's Mutter Midr Raisa Bano from Mishay Shos Lamaila, but it's also Midr Rabbanon. So it means the whole member of Rebbe Lozov is only a Rabbanon bigger member. The big revach of the Chedush Aran is that the Chedush Aran is the Rishon that got up and said that even though we're passing like Rav Shimon that there's no lav before Yom Tov, but there's an Isser Achila and Hanom Midoraisa, because otherwise you can't do Bittul. And the member of Rav Lozov is Kipshuto, it's very interesting, by the way, that the Rishonim were busy with Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel was a Kaddish lady for Mishay Shoyes of the Milo. They have a member of Rav Lozov. Rav Lozov said that when do I need a son, I cost a key to Brishul, sorry. Otherwise, you won't be over. It's Mishay Shoyes, Chomis Mishay Shoyes. So the Pashto says that Chomis Mishay Shoyes also about no, that's why I need a son, I cost a key to Brishul, sorry. You should have more busy with Rav Lozov. They're busy with Rav Gittel Halacha, that you're Mekadosh a lady. But there's a member of Rav Lozov who got up and said that I need a son, I cost a Brishul, sorry, from Mishay Shoyes and on. According to the Balmor, it's not true. According to Rabban, it's not true. According to Tais, it's not true. According to Chidush Aran, it's true. Chidush Aran says that from the fact that Bittul works, it arises Israel and Israel no, from 6 hours and on. It's a huge rebach of defending the child of the Chidush Aran with all the people of that we said.